Tired of the burnout from a day full of negativity? It's time to hit the brakes on the daily grind and switch lanes. Fasten your seatbelts, folks. You're in for a wild ride of racing tail, girl-powered trails, and a whole lot of down-to-earth laughs. Welcome to Kelly's Gems and RPM. Here is your host for today's program, Kelly Anderson.
Thank you for that amazing introduction, Phil. It's wonderful to be back to our podcast with an amazing lady here, Jaclyn Gonzaga. She's a junior dragster killer. She kills it out there. 16-year-old, started racing at 8 and has lots of wallies. I want to let her tell you the story so you can hear from the horse's mouth herself. And well, hello.
Hi, Kelly.
And welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
So glad you came.
Me too.
It's really awesome that you did that. And, you know, something I was thinking about is how admirable it is that you, no matter what, if you're available and I request you to come out to do a podcast, come out to share at the car club, come to an event, you're there. And it's a beautiful thing. And I know there's a bright future for you, not only because you step up and do those things, but because you're an amazing racer, like just phenomenal racer. So I would like to hear about your, so not only do you drag race, you are also a track star. So why don't we start with the track star stuff? Why don't you fill us in on that a little bit?
I've been running track since I was, I want to say 6 years old. And, you know, I've run in the Junior Olympics couple times and got a gold medal.
Ooh.
And that was during COVID year, so literally the start of COVID I won that medal, and then, you know, all powered down and stuff. So but I'm still running track in high school.
Very nice. And now you're in high school, what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Wow.
In 11th, and I am a track varsity captain.
Wow, a captain, that's amazing. Phenomenal. You are just beast. I love it. You are also a 2021 cross country finalist. That's amazing too.
Yep.
And now let's switch gears and talk about your drag racing. Tell me, when did you start drag racing?
I started on my 8th birthday. You know, my dad got me my first car. Mm-hmm. I was watching like Street Outlaws at the time, and I was like, "Dad, like, this seems so cool. Like, I want you to find a way like to get me into this." And he got me my first car when I was turning 8, and I've loved it ever since.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing, really. I love the family unit out at the track. It's like such good bonding quality time.
I agree.
And I remember meeting you guys. We were doing a little photo shoot for the girls of Irwindale.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw your dad standing off in the distance with his arms crossed, smiling. And I thought, what a sweet human being this man was. And the craziest thing is I'm never shy to talk to anybody,
yeah,
but I couldn't bring myself to talk to him, which was weird. I'm not like that. And he is the very nicest man. He's just so kind to us. He's guided my path and helped shape me,
yeah,
into the person that I am in the racing industry because of his hours on the phone with me. And I just love watching him, you know, guide your path and show you how to become a champion and professional. You know, at such a young age. You have wallies.
Yes, I do.
How many wallies do you have, young lady?
Recently, 18.
Oh.
18 wallies in 8 years.
That's so insane. That's like my dream, to get a wally. I'm 55. I want a wally. And you have that. It's unreal. And you're heading out this weekend to go to Arizona?
Yes, tomorrow morning.
And where are you headed? What track are you going to?
Wild Horse Pass in, ooh, Phoenix, Arizona.
Ooh, that's phenomenal. I've never, mm-hmm, been to that one. I've never raced there.
It's a really nice track.
Oh, have you raced there before?
I have. It's every year a divisional. Oh. I actually won my first ever wally there.
So that makes it a special place.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that's phenomenal too. So what got you into cars? What? Oh, from Street Outlaws? Is that what you think got you into?
I always thought Street Outlaws was cool, and I looked up to my dad a lot. So I was like, Dad, I want to do that. Like, you know, he's always been like my role model in my life. So
that's awesome. Now, did your dad race?
He did race. He raced funny cars.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. What? When was that? When he was a young, like in his 20s or?
I don't, maybe like 30s or something. I have no clue.
Wow.
I don't know when, but he definitely did.
I'm going to have to hit him up about that. I want to hear those stories too. Wow. Okay, let's backtrack a minute because not all of the viewers know what a Wally is. Could you tell us what a Wally is?
So the Wally is the special trophy that winners get, and it's named after Wally Parks, who is the founder of the NHRA.
Pretty amazing stuff there. I mean, some people try their whole lives to get a Wally, and yeah, some of us never get one, but
you'll get one. You'll get one.
Yeah,
you will.
I need to run some of those events, you know, where you qualify in the summit and all that stuff. Do your parents worry about you being out there on the track? Do they worry about your safety? They feel pretty comfortable that you're in a safe car.
They are very comfortable with me going down the track. You know, there's firefighters over there and they know that they taught me how to control everything. And they're the ones who put me in the composition of to where like I know what I'm doing and everything.
Nice. Awesome. Do you have future goals? Is there anything you're working towards right now?
There is. So since I've been in junior dragsters for at least going on my 9th year, you know, there's a bigger step to something called a super comp. And, you know, it's a bigger bracket, a bigger, whole bigger scenario, and just ready to do that next year.
What's the difference between the two dragsters?
It's a way bigger engine. I can go in a quarter mile instead of an eighth of a mile, and it's just a huge step up.
Awesome. What do you run in the eighth mile?
In the eighth mile, my fastest right now is 105 at 6.9 seconds.
Nice. That's really impressive. That's amazing. I think I saw you run that. Was that Sunday,
you
right?
You saw me licensed in that car too.
Uh-huh. Yes,
you did.
I did. Yeah.
I remember that.
Been a big fan for a while now. And I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. Yeah, I love your family. You guys are great people.
And we love you, Kel.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, okay, what do you think? Are you more about the trophies or the community or both? What's your
jam? I would say I'm about the bond that I have, like my family, the time I spend with them, and, you know, learning with my dad and, you know, learning with my mom, and my mom taking her time to, you know, get me in the zone, and just my dad fixing all the cars and just teaching me, like, that's what I live for. That's why I love racing. And it's just like, I love everything about it.
That's precious. You know, you texted me the other day after your back-to-back win, and you said, I wish you could see my dad, him crying at the event when I won that. And I thought, man, I could just feel his joy. I could just imagine how proud he was of you and how proud he is of you.
Yeah, I had to take a step up. You know, I've been lacking and, you know, I just really wanted to make him happy. And just, you know, my grandparents, they're watching me. They were watching me, and my mom, she was with them. So, you know, I just wanted to make everyone proud.
That's beautiful. And you know, win or lose, I know they're proud of you. We're all proud of you.
Yeah.
You're an amazing racer. You're a class act. I know you've gone through some struggles with, you know, people are going to be upset and compare themselves with you. And it's not your fault. You're a natural, first of all. You know, you're a natural talent. And, you know, we discussed before about people shouldn't really, you should never judge you should never compare yourself with someone else, you know, because we all have different gifts. And she's definitely gifted in the racing world, like the racing sport. It's just you're a natural at it. And you work really hard, too. So you have that combination. Some people are like gifted. Some people work hard. And she's got the both, the combo. And it's just it's beautiful to watch it.
I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, something I was thinking about, how does your schoolwork affected by this? Does this take a toll on your schoolwork? Are you a pretty good student?
You know, I do manage to balance schoolwork and, you know, athletics. And it is a hard juggle, but I do try, you know, getting my work beforehand. And I would read, like, on the way there or to the track, because they're really long hauls, you know. So
yeah,
you guys always try sparing my time.
Yeah, you guys do travel a lot.
Yeah.
I know you go state to state and mm-hmm. gone for a while at a time. And
yeah,
that's great. You have balance.
Yep.
That's a good thing.
I try to.
Now, what are the students at school, your peers, do they know you're a racer? And what do they think about it if they do?
They do know I'm a racer. My nickname at school is actually Racer Jace. You know, which I think is really funny because I've been called that ever since, like, I've gotten into high school. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I love it. And then how about sponsors? Do you have many sponsors? And if you do, would you like to give them a little shout out?
You know, I do have a handful of sponsors. You know, we share a sponsor, SoCal.
Woo-hoo! Jim Tanner.
I'm sponsored by Nick Woods, you know, Hoosier, Lucas Oil, and, you know, all the smaller ones.
Wow. That's some good stuff. Hoosier.
TH Specialized, Travis Hodges. Thank you.
Have you, now you've probably done some other podcasts?
I do have one other podcast out. It is on Apple Music. It's the New Year podcast with Leo Jackson.
Good stuff. I can't wait to take a listen to that. And then you also came out with us to film on the Plastic Cup Boys Car Club.
Yes, I did.
With Kevin Hart and the crew. That was a really good time.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience to get my name out there, and it gave me an opportunity to be, you know, on another podcast.
So. Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. I love that you accepted the challenge, came out, drove yourself at 16 years old. How long of a drive was that for you?
Like a 45-minute drive then. But
and then an hour here.
No big deal. I love my car. I love it.
Beautiful. We're kind of twinsies.
I know.
Yours is a little nicer, but that's all right.
No, yours is nice too.
All right.
We both have white Camaros.
Yeah. What year is yours?
2017.
Yeah, mine's a 14. So a 2017, 2014 Camaro. Yeah. Is six cylinder, is yours six cylinder?
Yes.
Yeah, mine's a six cylinder too. Yours sounds beepy though.
Mm. Well, it does have a bigger exhaust.
Yeah.
But I want a bigger one.
Yeah.
I do for my birthday.
Really? Yes. Nice. Yeah, your car's beautiful. Just like you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So do you feel like racing has made you a better person? And if you do, why so?
I definitely do. I feel like, you know, it puts me into like a different, you know, mindset when it comes to a lot of different things. And you know, it makes me think of like different scenarios or, you know, my reaction time. It helps me like in real life, like, and not just like on the Christmas tree, like in real life. So,
what do you see in the future? What do you see your future, looking like? I see bright things for you.
In the future, I do want to become an ultrasound technician. You know, get some money and hopefully I can help pay my dad back and just, you know, keep racing with him because I never want to lose that. And I do want to keep moving up in different classes and just continue this racing because I never want to lose it.
Do you see yourself becoming a professional
racer? I do. I have that mindset of I'm going to be a professional race car driver and I'm going to get my name out there.
Yeah. What class would you want to run? What would you want to do?
I definitely want to start with, you know, super comp, top drag, and then maybe, you know, top fuel.
Which racers, which professional racers are the ones that drive the top fuel?
Brittany Force, those.
Ooh, them are pretty fast.
It's going to take me a while, but, you know, I have that determination that I'm.
That's right. That's right. Good for you. You have to have determination. And honestly, when you put your mind to something and you put that out there, like, things happen.
Yeah.
And I believe it for you. I see it happening for you. Do you have any advice for girls just in general, you know, it coming up and just being confident in themselves and liking themselves, or, you know, what kind of advice would you have for girls?
You know, no matter, like, male dominant, like, whatever, like, go for your dreams, like, chase it, and don't ever give up on that, because you want to put your name out and just have a title, and, you know, you don't want to think of yourself as a failure or just give up the second, like, you feel doubt.
Can you describe for me some of your highlights of your racing career?
No, my biggest highlights of my racing career would definitely be me winning double races in 2017, 2022, and 2024. So that would definitely be my top.
I'm really grateful that you came out today.
Me too, Kelly. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Absolutely. You know, I'll be calling you again.
I'll always answer.
I know. And I love that. Good stuff. Well, thank you for joining us on our podcast today, Kelly's Gems and RPMs. We hope you come back and join us again next week.